In the summer of 2013, USC graduate student Kopal Khanna worked for a non-profit in India. The organization helped women in jail whose families often abandoned them once they got locked up. The condition in these jails is the backdrop for Khanna's fictional book, Almost Whole. Khanna sat down with Victor Figueroa to talk about her book.
I'm sitting here listening to you describe the conditions in Indian jails, and I kind of find that the story is powerful enough on its own. So really, why write a fiction book instead of a non-fictional account of your experiences?
Honestly, for me, it's if I see a book which is called Life in a Jail, I will probably not pick it up myself. Because what do you do? Like, everybody hears these cases every single day in the news. People in India know that the conditions in jails are not good. Our court system is not that great. They're really lacking in a lot of things. So it's probably not a book people would pick up. My idea was to make the book emotional and powerful so that when people read it, they can relate to the characters that strongly that at the end of the book, they actually feel that connect with them. So I wanted to make people understand this thing through a journey of these two people who are in the jail and the conversations they're having. They're talking about their life. They're talking about how they feel. They're talking about what they want to do. They're talking about their dreams. And these are the things which I won't be able to relate to a prisoner or a person in the jail, right? But I can relate to a student who's caught up in the jail or a 12-year-old child because I've been there. It's just about I wanted to make it really relatable so that it touches people and they actually realize what the issue is.
So hold on. You're saying that the children are living in the jail with the mother? How does that work?
Yeah, it's really complicated. So it's usually that. So the mother is the one who's supposed to take care of the children. In these cases, usually the father is not earning well, is an alcoholic, is probably in the jail too. So there are a lot of these cases where the child does not have anybody, any relatives or any family members to take care of him or her. So the norm is that till the age of 13, they're supposed to live with their mothers in the jail. After that, they are sent to a children's home.
And so what inspired you to do a book with a 23-year-old and a child? Like, what inspired you for this, the fictional premise mm-hmm. of your book? Mm-hmm.
The child, the inspiration actually comes from somebody I met in the jail, a child that I actually met in the jail. And the story of Kali, the character, is actually somewhat the story of that child. The 23-year-old, I think it comes because I'm 23-year-old, right? So I just wanted to make it sound as real as possible. I did not want to talk about a 50-year-old because then people would be like, how do you know what happens when you're 50? You know, how do you know what one feels like when you're 50? So I wanted to talk about it from my perspective. So even though the 23-year-old is not me, but I just know what a 23-year-old would feel like in that situation.
Without giving away too much of the book, is there a specific passage that you wrote that really touched you, that you like, you're just like, man, I wrote the crap out of that. I excelled in life when I wrote that.
Yeah, so it's so with me, usually I've been writing since like I was 10 or something, but never have I ever cried while writing. So I think there came a point when I was like more than halfway through the book and I had been really stuck. I was having a major writer's block, I think. I had my thesis to write, I had everything. And I was like, no, I need to figure out what happens to this girl now. I need to figure out. Like, there were all sorts of things going on in my head. And then I finally just sat. I remember, I think I was in London in St. James Park and I'm just writing. And I wrote, I think, 500 words straight. And then I realized I'm crying. Like, shit, okay. I must have written something. So I think that was my moment when I'm like, okay, maybe I'm actually created something which is really close to my heart. And I think that was the one time in this entire process. I'm like, okay, I'm proud of you, Kopal. You did something. So yeah, I think that was my moment.
That is Kopal Khanna.
You got it.
Yes. Kopal Khanna here. She's a USC grad student who just wrote this wonderful book, Almost Whole. She's a pretty cool 23-year-old.
Thank you, Victor.
No problem.
Not that cool.
The full version of that interview by Victor Figueroa will be available on Annenberg Radio's Match Volume podcast. There will be a book discussion for Almost Whole on Tuesday in USC's Wallace Annenberg Hall Auditorium at 4:30.